It's another tequila sunrise. All right.
I think I need a drink.
Here we go. Food. Drink of the week. Drinking
again. Let's wheel in the cart. Very light in the cart today.
Yes, we are.
There's not a lot to this, I guess. What are we making, Susie?
It's a butterscotch schnapps chocolate sundae. Wow. And tell you the story. Went to a weekend party in my neighborhood last weekend, and my neighbor, Danny Atkins, had brought his famous homemade ice cream and homemade fudge sauce.
Wow.
And then another lady at the party had brought pecan pie liqueur. So I took a shot, put it on my ice cream, and it was delicious. And Danny was so excited that I decided to use this as a drink of the week. He made us ice cream and homemade chocolate fudge sauce. So I'm going to put the recipe up for people so they can do this yourself. So
I would just eat that.
I know. Right. Okay, so what you do is you get
down in Susie's neighborhood, anything that comes into the house, can they add alcohol to?
Pretty much it works.
Doctor it up.
So you get your homemade ice cream and you put it in a glass or a cup or a little dish or whatever you want. But I'm putting it in a martini glass.
This ice cream looks like mashed potatoes.
It kind of does. It's real vanilla. You know, it's that golden vanilla. You know it's real. It's,
right.
Yeah, really good. So
mashed potatoes!
And I've had it out so it's not hard. It's like the consistency of mashed potatoes. That's exactly right.
When I was a kid, my dad got an ice cream maker.
Yeah, would you use it once?
Maybe twice.
Yeah. Takes salt, doesn't it, as I remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it took forever to produce just a tiny amount.
A gallon of Bluebell, I'm good.
Right, but it's so worth it. Okay.
So you put the homemade vanilla in the martini glass.
Yeah, then you get your homemade chocolate fudge sauce, which again, I will put on the list for you. And it's a little warm.
Oh.
And you're just going to drizzle some of that over.
Hot fudge, summer in the city.
So yesterday, Danny made this, and he was going to send a whole bunch, but Marie brought it over to the house. She said, a bunch of people came over to the house, and they ate most of the ice cream. I only have enough for 4 drinks.
Okay,
so you finish putting the chocolate fudge on there. And then, like I said, at this party, they had pecan pie liqueur, but I couldn't find it, and Raj is allergic to pecans. So I decided butterscotch schnapps
will do.
But
you looked for it.
I did.
She knew I was allergic to it, but she couldn't find it.
I was gonna give you
she was going to do it.
I got saved by...
I was going to give you an option. And you just put a shot in.
That's a lot. It really adds a lot of liquid to it, right?
It does.
It'll break down the ice cream, too.
Okay, and then you can start passing it out. I've given you each a spoon.
Yeah, we're not sure if this is a drink or a dessert, but...
It smells great.
Should I stir it and mix it all up?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The fudge is congealing now. It was hot.
You know, you can also just take a bite with a little bit of the fudge, a little bit of the still hard ice cream, a little bit of the butterscotch.
Well, again, I don't know if this is officially a drink, but this is awesome. Wow.
Mm. How can you mess this up?
It just took a few stirs to
is amazing.
To really turn it into a drink. So I can actually drink it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
You could do this with so many different liquors.
And it's so low on calories.
Yeah. Creme de menthe or...
Obviously very sweet, but then it's a dessert or
Fireball.
A drink or a dessert drink.
But it does, the alcohol really kind of knocks a little of the sweetness off.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, though, because this ice cream is awesome.
If somebody ever gave you one of those bottles of Apple Crown, you know... Crown with the apple taste in it, and it's just gross, and you've been trying to figure out what to do with it, this would be the way to get rid of it.
That's great. Adult, not for the kids, obviously. Or is it? This would help little Timmy get to sleep quicker.
Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Timmy stopped crying.
Special nap time.
Timmy won't go to bed. Oh, yeah, he will. Have a bite of this.
This is what you make when mom isn't home and you want the kids to go to bed early.
Babysitting this weekend? Oh, yeah.
All right. I like
I'm
this.
Swallow.
Man, if you can get... The fudge does kind of get to a ball at
it's
the bottom.
It's in the bottom, yeah.
But if you
it's
can
there
get,
waiting for you, Dean.
If you get a bite of that in there, that really adds to it as well, so...
Homemade.
I'm
Thank you, Danny.
Vote to swallow.
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 Mm-hmm.
Universal swallow. This one's a success. Make it. We'll post the recipe online.